Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Hello everyone and welcome back to Chibi and Chill, the anime and Pokemon podcast. Welcome back to another week of the new audio focus structure. So starting to find a nice little groove with this now again. So I hope you all are enjoying the new episodes. I have got so many things lined up, especially for spooky season. So I'm itching to get to proper spooky season. It's spooky all year round for me, but I love when it comes to like mid-September, October time, when it starts to feel dark and spooky and all the horror movies start coming out. And I'm going to Halloween Horror Nights, not next week, but the week after. So I cannot wait to get over to Florida and enjoy a full night of just horror houses and spookiness, spooky food, everything. I'm so excited. I'm excited for the holiday anyway, but I'm super, super excited for Halloween Horror Nights. But if you're new to the podcast, hello, my name is Ryan and I make a load of like Pokemon content, anime content. And if you follow me on Instagram or TikTok, be sure to follow me on there. Chibi Trainer is the username. And you'll see I do a lot of like car layouts and Pokemon content. I do loads of stuff over there, so go ahead, follow me over there. You'll not regret it, I promise. I do weekly podcast episodes like this one every single Friday, so do check those out as well. There's a back catalogue for you to dive into, so you know, there's loads to be listening to during the spooky season. And while it's starting to draw the nights in, treat yourself and check out those back episodes and give me a follow. It'd be really, really appreciated. This week's episode is all about the Mega Evolution sets. Now, I believe we've kind of mentioned the Mega Evolution sets, but this week, yesterday at the time of recording this, we got the reveal of Phantasmal Flames. Now, Phantasmal Flames is the next, or it's the first kind of subset, the first expansion set for the Mega Evolution main set. So we've got so much detail. We've got the ETB reveal. We've got the size of the set, what products we can expect, and more. So if you love Pokemon and you love anime, you love trading card games, be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss new episodes. But let's dive in. So Mega Evolution Phantasmal Flames was officially announced on September 3rd, 2025, and the expansion launches November 14th, 2025 in the US, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and Latin America. In Europe, the set will be delayed. However, we've had some news that the Mega Evolution sets will be delayed. I think they were meant to come out in September. Now they're looking about October time, and this one is obviously due to come out in November. But I think that'll get passed down to maybe December, potentially even January time. Who really knows? It could potentially, there's speculation that it'll come out around the 28th of November. But that does mean that both the Mega Evolution sets release very, very close to each other. I think that could potentially cause some issues, especially around sales and stuff, because, I mean, unless you're saving up. But, you know, I couldn't afford to buy two concurrent sets, like, off the bat, straight after, month after another, you know. That's a lot in one go. So yeah, I think that'll be an interesting one. There's so much hype around the Mega Evolution sets and they're looking wild. You know, they're looking so, so good. I don't think I'll collect these sets. I think I'll buy singles for sure, especially for Phantasmal Flame singles, because we'll dive into those later on. But I think we'll definitely see some amazing card art. We've seen some of them kind of teased already. But these sets, in total, is one of the smallest sets for years. So Phantasmal Flames has a total card set of only 120 cards, like overall, like total composition. So that includes 6 Mega Evolution Pokemon EX. So far we've had Mega Charizard EX, X, Mega Gengar EX, Mega Heracross EX, Mega Lupinit EX, Diancie EX, and Sharpedo EX. So we've had those kind of confirmed, and then there's 4 other Pokemon EX, 13 Illustration Rare Pokemon, 17 Ultra Rare cards, so featuring like Mega Evolution Pokemon EX trainers and energy. Then we've got 5 Special Illustration Rare cards, so Mega Evolution Super, like a little bit like what we're seeing in with the recent sets where we've got those kind of like the trainers in the background kind of thing. And then 10 trainer cards as well. So this set overall is super small. The actual base set is about 94 cards before Secret Rares. So even Shrouded Fable was bigger than this. That had about 96. But comparable to the 2010 Undaunted set with Secret Rares, the total climbs to around 120 to 130 cards. So a super small set. So this could help with the sales, I guess, with it being delayed. But the card art and the actual art for the products looks so good. I cannot tell you how good these look. I know this is audio only, so you can't see them, but go have a Google, check them out. They look so good. We've got Mega Gengar, we've got Mega Heracross, Mega Lubunny, and we've got Mega Charizard X EX on the front of like the packets and the box art. They look so good, and I am absolutely loving that we've got Mega Gengar on the artwork. We've got them on the cards, on the booster boxes. They look so strong. Absolutely in love with the style. The Phantasmal Flames ETB has been revealed as well. So we've got super colourful pack artwork, but then the ETB is very blue. It's got Charizard X on there. It's got more of that kind of just plain blue, which I thought would be, with it being a mega box one, I thought it would have been more of kind of like a super colourful kind of vibe. But interesting enough, they've just gone pure blue. Even if they'd done purple with it being Phantasmal Flames, that would have made a little bit more sense. Or purple to blue. You know, whatever. It looks great, I have to say. It does look really, really strong. But overall, we've got the products being released as well. So we've got the standards. You know, we've got a booster box. We've got the booster bundles, we've got the booster displays. So the displays are the ones that have like the 36 pack boxes in there. We've got the Elite Trainer boxes. So one has 9, and then the Pokemon Center one will have about 11 like they usually do. And we've only just had the Full Art Promo Char Cadet Illustration Rare card as well, which looks absolutely gorgeous. It is so cute. He's like standing there watching, like, it looks like a boxing match or a concert or something, and it's absolutely adorable. He's like really engrossed in what's going on, kind of leaning over the banister. It is adorable. So it's a really interesting Pokemon to have as a promo. So I wonder if throughout this we'll start to see like a Mega Armorage or Mega Cerulege. I think maybe that could be a amazing Pokemon to have in Mega. I had that one on my team during my playthrough of Violet, and is one of my favorite Pokemon from Scarlet and Violet, that kind of generation. So I'm so here for Omega. I think they'll do something similar with the Char Cadet Evolution line, like they've done with Mega Charizard, where they'll split the two. So Char Cadet could have Mega Armalege Y, Mega Cerulege X, or something, you know. I think there could be something really interesting that they'll split the Mega Evolution line again and do something similar with this. It obviously works really well for Charizard, so I wonder if they'll do something similar again and split the Evolution line. Mega Charizard, I think, is the only one that has there is a Mega Mewtwo as well. I did forget that. So there's a couple that split, and I think they'll add that to the line as well and do like a split one. I can't think of any other. It kind of, Char Cadet does work, I guess. I'm thinking on the spot here. But I think Char Cadet does work because you've got the, it does split its evolution line anyway, and its Phantasmal Flames is fire, and then it can turn into like a ghost fire as well. Does make sense, actually. You know, it might not actually split the Mega set. But either way, I'd love it to get a Mega Evolution. I'd love a Mega Cerulege. That would be so It'd be perfect. It'd be like chef's kiss. Just perfect. I think I'd love that. But anyway, then we've got the triple pack blisters. So that includes like the standard and themed variants with foil promos that we see usually. Those are usually great. I usually love those ones. They're great to kind of really fill out some of the promo cards for the like overall master sets as well. I love adding the promo cards to my master sets if I'm doing them. I think they're great to add into the set. I feel like that makes it feel like a proper master set with the promos in there. We've got the check lane blisters, so it includes promo cards and the coins. Build and battle box, so these include 40 ready to play decks, 4 booster packs, and a code card. It features one or four unique promo foil cards. And then we've also got the Ultra Premium Collection, so the UPC, which features Mega Charizard XEX promo, booster packs from the set, and past expansions, game accessories, and promo cards. This looks insane. It looks massive. Like, it looks huge. This looks really, really great. I think I'm interested to see that they're doing this in the West. Usually they have the Premium Collection boxes in Japan, and the Japanese sets usually have these really big collection boxes, and I don't think any set in the West has had this. From memory, I don't think we've had this, so I think that'd be really interesting that they're going to do this in here. I think there's potentially something similar to this was done for some of the Scarlet and Violet sets potentially, but I think this one does look slightly different. I think it does look different. So this looks really, honestly, I think it looks so, so good. Again, it's something I won't be collecting, but I'm super interested in. But Mega Evolution is coming back with an absolute, like, rocket. It is coming back full throttle. They're really, really going for this. They've got the little promo cards you can get on the Pokemon Center. They're doing the Z to A game as well. So we're going to see Mega Evolution coming back. And in the past week or so, we've already had like Mega Hawlucha, we've had Mega Victory Bell, we've got Mega Dragonite as well. So there's 3 new Mega Evolutions already added to the game. So I think we'll start seeing those revealed in the actual card art as well. We'll start seeing the cards revealed for those sets as well. So I think there's so many more. I'm still holding out for a Mega Chandelure and a Mega Mimikyu. I really, really want those. We're coming up to like the month of release soon. It comes out in October. I think it's October 16th. So we've got about 4 weeks away, more or less. So I'm so, so hyped for the release. I need to kind of polish off my Violet game properly and kind of finish off the back end of it. I'm on like the DLC at the minute, the second one. So I kind of need to finish that off, polish that story off properly to the end of the DLC. And then just before we go into the Kalos region again and really dive into this new generation of Pokemon games. I love the Pokemon Legend games. I think they're so interesting. I like the way that they're able to try different things, different formats, and try things if they think they want the Pokemon games to go down, what kind of channel they want them to go down, without alienating the original games and the original format. But the original like Legends Arceus game was, oh, I absolutely loved it. It was perfect. It was perfection. So I have really high hopes for Pokemon Z to A. I think it'll do so, so well. And I'm so, so hyped for it. But the gameplay and the digital side of the Phantasmal Flames. So we've got Focus on Fire and Darkness type Mega Pokemon with star cards like Mega Charizard X and Mega Gengar. I'm so here for the new Mega Gengar cards. We got some kind of concept art from a lot of people, and I'm really excited to see what they're going to look like. The Mega Gengar cards are so expensive from like the original sets, the original like ones, you know, the ones that are like £300 or something. I would love those in my Ghost Binder. So if I can try and get a Mega Gengar, even in Japanese, for my Ghost type Binder, that would do me so, so much good. I would love to have one of those included. I think that would do really well. We have a digital release on Pokemon TCG Live. So one day prior to the physical launch on November 13th, I'm unsure whether if the set is delayed in Europe, whether this will still go ahead digitally in Europe or whether it'll just stick in America and they'll do the same kind of release schedule later on, or whether you'll be able to get the packs on TCG Live at the same time. I don't know. With it being delayed, it's kind of weird. And pre-release tournaments begin November 1st at participating play Pokemon retailers. That will obviously be delayed in the West. Delayed in Europe. So there's, it's a big set overall. Big, like your kind of overall product set is big. But the card set is only 94 cards for a base set and 120 including the illustrations and the rare cards. So it's a doable set really easily. The one trap you will fall into with this one is a trap that I fell into with Shroud of Fable. Because it's a small set, you're so much more likely to get those duplications. Unfortunately, you'll get a lot of duplications in order to kind of chase them. However, because it's only 120 cards overall, it'll be an easy set to master, I think. This will be an easy set to kind of get your hands on, get a binder for, and just fill them out. I'm excited to see what companies like Vault X will do for the Mega Binders. They've done these series of Scarlet and Violet binders, which I love. These are what I use to kind of put my cards in. So I'm excited to see what their binders will look like, or if they'll even do a Mega Evolution set. We've not had anything from them. They've just had a restock of their Scarlet and Violet binders. So if you want 10% off, use my code CHIBIWEEB, CHIBIWEEB, and you'll get 10% off. Shameless plug there. But I think I'm excited to see what they're going to look like. I love the theming of these binders. Yeah, you can get a plain one from them as well. You know, you can get like the normal colour ones at all times. But I love the idea of having the stamp on the spines and having the actual binder be themed to the set it's got inside it. I think that's something really special and exciting. So, yeah, I kind of want to see what Vault X are going to do, or if they are going to do a Mega Evolution binder series. I expect they will, because why wouldn't they now? But I think they'll look really, really cool if they use some of these colours from Phantasmal Flames, or like the Lucario artwork that we saw for the original Mega Evolution set. They'll look so, so strong. Like, they're using, like, super neon, pink, green, red, yellow, really, really like saturated neon colors. So I think the binders could look like neon and glowy and just like Rave Kid kind of vibe. I think they'll look really, really cool. I don't know, like I said, I don't think I'll be collecting these sets. I may buy some cheaper cards like singles or Japanese packs to open, but I don't think I'll be collecting the sets overall. I won't be collecting the first one anyway. I won't be getting Mega Evolution. I want to kind of really focus on finishing off some sets first. I really want to make sure that I've got my Journey Together Master set a lot more completed. I've got some cards in my eBay basket right now. There's cards and sets that I want to get more completed before I start another set, because I want to kind of just not thin out the collection, but I want to make sure that if I've got a collection going, I've got it in a really good state and I've got it to a good completion of like a couple of cards missing or needed before starting a new one. Because right now I've got Anduin Black Bolt, Anduin White Flare, I've got Journey Together. I'm currently selling my Stellar Crown right now and duplicates of others to just make sure that if I've got this bulk kind of sat waiting and waiting around, I don't particularly want it waiting too long. You know, I don't want to be in like, I don't want loads of it everywhere. You know, anyway, I don't think I'll be collecting the sets is what I'm trying to say. But I will be buying singles, I think, for my Ghost type binder. Or if there's like a specific favourite Pokemon that has one, I think I might get them. I'm looking at you, Mimikyu. I'm looking at you, Chandelure. You know, it's those guys. If they have them, I'm getting them. And they can go in my Ghost binder for sure. But what do you guys think of Phantasmal Flames? That's been like the overview. I'm sure we'll see more in the coming weeks and the coming days. There's so much being revealed so far, so I'm sure they'll sell out instantly, as they always do in the Pokemon Center. And yeah, I'm sure we'll get loads more from like the retailers and stuff as well. So do keep an eye out. Do keep an eye out. There's pre-orders happening already at like specific retailers. So join the queues, you know what to do. If you've enjoyed this episode, please do subscribe for more weekly episodes. I do episodes on Fridays and I do content every single day on Instagram and TikTok. So do check those out as well. I'm Chibi Trainer on TikTok and Instagram. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode. Have a nice rest of your day and a nice rest of your weekend. Thank you so much, guys. Enjoy the rest of your day. Bye-bye.